Hundreds of young men and women from all 10 states and the three administrative areas are attending the three-day forum being hosted by the United Nations Mission in South Sudan under the theme, The Role of Youth in Nation Building. The forum focuses on how young people can contribute to the prevention of violence, particularly intercommunal conflict, good governance and peace building. Daniel Mwaka, a staffer with the local NGO, Youth Empowerment Organization, says South Sudan's leadership has on several occasions ignored young men and women in decision-making matters.
For us to feel that we are part of the processes, young people need to be partners in working together with the government. Young people need to be included in every process that happened, be it consultation, being it permanent constitution-making processes. All these levels, young people need to be included, and their opinions have so much need to be valued as well and respected, not only at the capital level, but it should be also at the state level, the grassroots level.
One is Stephen Elias, a member of the Africa Democracy and Resilient Network, says there are many young people in all of the country's political parties, but they are not consulted in decision-making.
Give the women the space to discuss more than the 35% they want, and give the youth that space to also campaign in the political depreciation of the parties, of the agenda in the country, because it's not a vote, it's appointment from the party. So the party should do us justice as a country, you understand, to give the women wing, the youth groups, the disabled people, to give all aspect of development that comes as a part of their political character.
Elias says if the young men and women in political parties are not given space to participate, then they will always remain as political carpets, covering up the doctrine of their elders. He urges the young people representing the political parties in the country to stand up for the values of South Sudan. 24-year-old Gadbaj Tasha Nyatha of Unity State says she is disappointed with South Sudanese leaders because they usually have negative thoughts about young people, believing they know nothing about their history.
When you try to bring up subject, they put you off. And sometimes we are even threatened if you try to say the truth. I want our government to see that we are not challenging them, but the future belongs to us. They made us, they made a step ahead. We want to take that step to another level. What I need my government to do is to create that platform and give me a room to talk, a room to make a change in the country, a room to make my country a desired place whereby my children won't have to go to another country for studies.
Nyatha says she appreciates that South Sudan's current leaders brought the country up to this state of independence, but she says it's time to give young people space so that they can put to good use the skills they have learned which can help improve the country. Pia Philip, the undersecretary in the National Ministry for Peace Building, says South Sudan cannot move forward if people continue pointing fingers at each other. He's advising young people to start taking actions that move the country forward.
Taking this country ahead is your responsibility in your own small ways. You have gone to different schools. Some of you have been around Africa, in Europe, in America. Some of our fathers did not go to those countries. They did not attend those international lectures on democracy, good governance, and what takes a country ahead. You have this experience. We should forget about blame game of where we are coming from. We should think about how we move forward. And it is you, the youth, to design the future of your country, how you need it to be.
Gwang Chong, the deputy representative of the Secretary General in South Sudan, says the peace implementation has been a very slow process and may require young people to get involved.
The slow pace has resulted in fueling the subnational conflicts among the communities and fueling the insecurity. That's why, you know, I would really encourage all the youth to work together with the partners, to work with the governments, to work with the parties to the peace agreement, so that we are able to expedite the pace of implementation of the revitalized peace agreements.
Undersecretary Phillips says young people should not expect foreigners to design South Sudan for them, but that they should build an attitude of ownership for their country so they can work together to develop it. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sirino in Juba.